This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India has strongly protested against the references made to the Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Borison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission on Friday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Reporting to the query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of the students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. On the issue of border disengagement, the spokesperson said that the verification patrolling has been commenced under the mutually agreed terms between India and China in the Imchaok and Debsang areas. He said that the final phase of disengagement was agreed upon India and China on 21st October. On US sanctions on Indian entities, the spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework on the strategic trade and non-proliferation of controls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the Second Rising Down Under to be held by the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore the avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by the joint team of security forces following the cordon and search operation based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operation later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. Talking to the Akashwani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdie confirmed that one top Lashkar commander, identified as Usman Alias Chota Walid, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in Kanyar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist has been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two jawans of Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and had been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdie said that the two terrorists have been killed by security forces in Larnu Kokirnag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Ranchi 2 days visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is on a schedule to review poll preparation with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra today. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies in Dhal Bumgar and Ghatshila and Barghatta in Hazirabad and Simaria in Chatra today. Union Minister Hardeep Singh lambasted Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre over his remarks for the performance of Centre and said that his recent remarks on BJP stem for the deep-seated frustration for his own party. While talking to the reporters, Puri alleged that Khagre was snubbed by his own party members when Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi filed her nomination in Wayanad and were not allowed in the room. And that is the end of this news bulletin.